Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about growing your business in a way that you may not be doing. You may not be taking advantage of. I'm going to propose that you probably aren't. Not as much as you should, and we're going to fix that today if you'll pay attention. So here's the first question. Do you have enough customers? I know what you're thinking. Of course I don't. No one has. But here's a better question. Do you have enough of the right kind of customers? Do you agonize and strategize over the marketing plan you've designed to position offerings in front of your profile prospects? What's the right message? What's the right platform? The frequency? Those kinds of things, right? And do you then pray that the precious capital you've committed to marketing crosses over that pivotal line from expense to investment? Agony and prayer, not a great strategy, right? But if this sounds familiar, you're in good company. Marketing legend John Wanamaker, who was back in the late 1900s and late 1800s and early 1900s, he once lamented, "Half of my advertising budget is wasted. I just don't know which half." Pretty funny, huh? Does that sound familiar? It's true, marketing metrics have come a long way since Mr. Wanamaker's time. But we do know more about how our money is performing. But that emerging science has been somewhat marginalized by increasing pressure from the digital marketplace. The more we know about our customers, the more fragmented the marketplace becomes, and it gets more and more complicated, doesn't it? So getting customers on the proverbial dotted line is still challenging in the 21st century, especially for us small business owners. Beyond marketing, perhaps the primary reason for our customer acquisition challenge can be attributed to a human trait that's at once primordial and unfortunate. We make things harder than they have to be. You do it, I do it. We make things harder than they have to be. There are many examples, but arguably one of the most dramatic is also one of the simplest to fix. Failure to ask for referrals. Business referrals are now and have always been there for the picking. And they're as old school fundamental as they are new school relevant, referrals are. So why don't more people take advantage of this low-hanging fruit? It's that can't get out of my own way thing is what's going on, folks. Too many salespeople and organizations don't have a referral strategy, and they don't teach referral practices. Even though getting referrals is fall off a log easy, there are specific practices to follow. And I want to offer you six that I recommend that will help you get started with your strategy. Here's the first one. Spend as much time developing a referral strategy as you do a marketing strategy. Literally as much time. When you do, two things will happen very quickly. You'll gain new customers you weren't getting from marketing, which will then take performance pressure off of your marketing plan. How about that? That's a twofer. Number two, identify existing customers who like what you do. People who love you. They tell you that. Each one of those is that valuable asset called a center of influence. Number three, explain in person to this center of influence that you need their help and how they can help you. For example, here's an example. Mr. Smith, thank you for your business over the years. We'd like to have more customers just like you. I'm sure you ask your customers for referrals, and I would like to ask you if I may do the same with you. Ask them, folks. Then Ivan Meisner, this is number four. Ivan Meisner, the founder, our good friend, founder of BNI, he furnished the next critical question. Who do you know who? You've heard him say that on this show before. Who do you know who? has your high standards. You're talking to your customer. This is your center of influence you're talking to, and you've got to train these people, folks. They don't wake up in the morning thinking, how can I refer business to Jim? You have to train them. You have to get their attention a little bit. So you say to them, you don't just say, tell me, I need a referral. Who's a referral that you could give me? You have to help them. You have to prompt them. You have to educate them a little bit. And Ivan says, you say to them, who do you know who? And you fill in the blank. Who do you know who has your high standards, Mr. Jones? Who do you know who uses the products that my company offers? Who do you know who you would like to help do business with good companies like mine? And then you come up with your own who do you know who. That's a really great way. The who do you know who thing is a great way to get the conversation started, to get them thinking. Here's number five. When you get a referral, you must thank your center of influence profusely, constantly, over and over again, before, during, and after the subsequent contact, especially if you get the business. You probably want to do something nice for them. Send them a bottle of wine. Send them a gift certificate for a meal at a restaurant or something. But if you succeed in a referral, you got to, or even if you don't, you've got to thank them. Well, here's what I used to tell my CIOs, my centers of influence. Whenever they think about giving me a referral, I would say, if a referral that you give me is your friend or your customer, before I contact them, if they're your friend or customer before I contact them, I promise you they will still be after I talk with them. And I make that promise. Number six, for millennia, business referrers have been paying it forward. As Ivan Meisner says, givers gain. The best way to have a sustainable referral strategy is to be an active referrer yourself. It's much easier to ask someone for a referral to whom you've just given a referral. How about that? It works every time. It works great. If you're still not sold on referrals, look around and you'll see many successful businesses that grow only by referrals. Essentially, no marketing. There's one primary reason why referrals can be more productive than marketing. People are hardwired to want to help other people when you ask them. So get out of your own way and make a full commitment to creating and executing a referral strategy, because referrals are low-hanging fruit just waiting for you to harvest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.